CeeDee Lamb watched Ryan Flournoy all camp and predicted he can be a 1,000-yard receiver this year. "He got a little juice to him, he got flavor, and he has confidence," Lamb said, per Mary Rominger at KSAT back on August 3rd. When the alpha of the receiver room starts making yardage predictions about the third option, camp is going well. The June read on Flournoy carried a specific worry. His big spring came while George Pickens was skipping the voluntary program and Lamb had excused absences. So the reports of Flournoy running as the top red were partly an attendance artifact. "We said the third receiver job itself was real. He took it from Jalen Tolbert during last season, and Tolbert now plays in Miami, and that his steady target volume argued a dependable floor. But we also said the ceiling was capped by simple arithmetic. Two alphas combined for over 250 targets last year, and the third receiver eats what is left." This week answers the attendance worry cleanly. "Everyone is in Oxnard now, Pickens on his one-year deal, Lamb healthy and catching red zone touchdowns at the joint practice, and Flournoy is still locked in as the third receiver." His own framing, per Rominger: "Last year he was the sixth receiver, now he comes in as the third, and his confidence is up. His routes are described as having crisped up. That is a job held on merit with the full room present, which is a meaningfully stronger fact than a job held in an empty gym in June. The honest asterisk is Lamb's 1,000-yard call. That is teammate enthusiasm, not arithmetic. The target math behind two healthy alphas has not changed, and the June point stands. The one path to a true Flournoy ceiling runs through somebody else's absence. Does the June read hold? Confirmed. The role was the claim, and the role survived the return of the alphas." Next week, his target rate whenever the first team offense plays preseason snaps, and whether the red zone looks that padded his scoring last year reappear, we'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.